Yeah, I retired Navy 23 years, retired in 2016. Stationed on board three aircraft carriers, dealt with weapons on board those ships. And then once I got out onto the shore, I got into recruiting and then converted and stayed into recruiting for about 13 years. And while in recruiting, I actually started to use social media as a recruiting tool when, you know, the Navy wasn't really too fond of it. But now they all use it. But long story short, after retiring in 2016, I just, you know, left the military ranks and joined the Google ranks and began to talk about the Dallas Cowboys in 2016, which was a magical year for us because that was when we drafted Dak and Zeke. And we went on this incredible run and everybody, yeah, it's America's team. And then we lost in the playoffs. So that run right there kind of got me started on Facebook. And then here we are a decade later and, you know, a bunch of trials and tribulations and experiences and just excited to be able to come here and share it at Military Creator Con. I want to show veterans that, A, you can't get paid on Facebook. And just show some tips and tricks and things that I've been able to do so that way they can monetize or take advantage of getting monetized on a platform too.
At MilitaryCreatorCon.com.
Ready to execute. Roger, over.
Very excited today to be joined by Barry Gibson. How are you today, Barry?
Good. How about yourself?
Doing awesome. You know, I haven't gotten to talk to you much before, but I'm really looking forward to doing it today and seeing you in person here coming up in a few weeks. We both have a good mutual friend, Jason Kavanis, introduced us. So I'm definitely appreciative of that. So look forward to talking to you today.
Yeah, yeah. And thanks to Jason, I'm here. So thank you, Jason.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit about, it's always tough as a podcaster, I want to kind of really dig into your background, but for sake of time today, can you just tell us a little bit about, you know, what your military background was, a little bit of the path that led you to some of the stuff you're up to now?
Okay. Yeah, I retired Navy 23 years, retired in 2016. I was stationed on board three aircraft carriers. I dealt with weapons on board those ships. And then once I got out onto the shore, I got into recruiting and then converted and stayed into recruiting for about 13 years. And while in recruiting, I actually started to use social media as a recruiting tool when, you know, the Navy wasn't really too fond of it. But now they all use it. But long story short, after retiring in 2016, I just, you know, left the military ranks and joined the Google ranks and began to talk about the Dallas Cowboys in 2016, which was a magical year for us because that was when we drafted Dak and Zeke. And we went on this incredible run and everybody, yeah, it's America's team. And then we lost in the playoffs. So that run right there kind of got me started on Facebook. And then here we are a decade later and, you know, a bunch of trials and tribulations and experiences and just excited to be able to come here and share it at Military Creator Con. I want to show veterans that, A, you can't get paid on Facebook, and just show some tips and tricks and things that I've been able to do so that way they can monetize or take advantage of getting monetized on a platform too as well.
No, I love it, Barry. So tell us a little bit, how did Facebook, I mean, I'm sure you use other platforms a little bit as well, but what was it about Facebook kind of as you were getting going that, you know, was
where
you kind of planned your
Facebook? Yeah, I think Facebook came out in 2004, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, the Dallas Cowboys are the most followed NFL Facebook team or NFL team on Facebook, currently with 8.1 million followers. So when I jumped on social media, I knew that there was already a market there. I already knew that I was a fan. I knew that I had my niche. It was just about creating content. Now, I had no idea about getting paid early on, but, you know, just taking it from, you know, one step to the next, you know, after about 7-8 years, then finally, the platform started monetizing, you know, folks that had been on the platform, and I had a page that was running at the time. I actually have two monetized pages on the platform. And so why did I pick Facebook? Well, because that's where my market is at. You know, like we said, we're the most followed team on the NFL. And so not a lot of old Dallas Cowboy fans from the 90s are on Instagram or on Snapchat or on TikTok, or a lot of them are on YouTube, but they're just silently, but they're all on Facebook. And so that's kind of where my my money's at. And so that's where I do most of my shenanigans.
So tell me kind of what are some things that you look back and what were some of the, I don't say milestones, but what were some things as you were kind of starting along, like if you were maybe telling someone who's just maybe wanting to get started and they look at Facebook for the same reasons you did and they're like, this is a good place to start. What are some things or kind of maybe, I don't say tips and tricks, but what are some lessons learned that you've kind of learned along the way that are applicable to new people getting started?
Yeah, absolutely, James. I actually created a listicle on Patreon. I'm a writer too, as well as I blogged. I created a Facebook group with over 25,000 members. I have a blog that's branded to that Facebook group. We have a Facebook page that's branded to that. And so with the five things that every veteran content creator needs to know about Facebook is, first, just how to get monetized. It's a lot easier to get monetized on the platform than people actually think. It was hard coming up. I never got on the platform with that desire. I was monetizing off of the platform, like with Patreon and affiliate marketing and things like that. And then we all know Facebook, they're the ultimate plagiarizer. So they like to take things from other apps and include it in their apps. And they want to fight for your attention, just like I'm fighting for, attention for Cowboys fans. But I've created this listicle of five things veteran content creators need to know. They need to know how to get monetized. And then, can you get paid? Yes. You know, what's your why? What's your how? And then execute. And it's basic general framework that if you were to start today, you know, just look at me. It took 10 years. You know, for me to get to my first conference. But it also took me about 7 years to finally get monetized. And then it took me about 8 to finally start planning and executing and getting it all down. And it's just perfect timing that, you know, as a Cowboy fan, that Military Creator Con is in Arlington. So like I like to say, I think the stars are aligning, especially for veteran creators that are on Facebook looking to get monetized. It can happen.
Yeah, and just for a second, I'm going to kind of come back to the sports angle. So it's even more ironic, at least for someone like me, I almost don't want to say it publicly. I grew up, the team I definitely didn't like from day one is the Dallas Cowboys, and that's not the most popular thing to say. But who would have thought?
You hate us or love us. I would, there's no in between.
I would do a conference, you know, right down the street from y'all stadium. But grew up in Washington, even though I was in Michigan, the only team I didn't choose, there's plenty of reasons why, but there was a lot of people that I grew up with that made me not really like the Lions whatsoever, which was a good choice to not root for them. But, you know, chose back then, you know, Washington with Joe Theismann and John Riggins and a lot of those, you know, the Hogs, they called them at the time, you know, Art Monk, Gary Clark, a lot of those great players.
Yeah,
were
Doug
playing.
Peterson. Yeah, all those guys.
So, you know, of course, you can't be a Washington fan and like Dallas whatsoever, right? Although I would argue it hasn't been quite a few years since it was really, I would say, a rivalry, since y'all have done so much better. But I say all that to say, what was it like? Have you been a Cowboys fan all your life, or did you, you know, how did that come to be for you? Are you from that area?
I'm third generation Cowboy fan, baby. My mother's from Dallas. Her mother was a Cowboys fan. My sons are Cowboys fans. And so growing up around the TV where, you know, probably you and I come from, the era where the phone cord was plugged into the wall, watching TV on Thanksgiving and on Christmas, it was always a Cowboys game on. It was always the Washington Redskins and the Dallas Cowboys on Turkey Day. It was Chief Z against Crazy Ray, the two super Cowboy, or the Cowboy fan and the Washington Commanders fan or Redskins fan at the time, the super fans, always duking it out. It was Cowboys and Indians. And so, yeah, you either hate us or love us when it comes to the Dallas Cowboys. And that's the sweet spot for me, because it's easy to find your tribe, because everybody who don't love you, you know, they're against you.
Well, what's also cool to me is the fact that you chose something that you're passionate about. I know in podcasting, I've coached quite a few people, and, you know, even though you enjoy what you do, it's work, right? And I think it has to be something people are passionate about, whatever that thing is, and there's no right or wrong what that thing is. But I think it makes it cool and easier, maybe to some degree, if it's a sports team you like.
It's not like work. It's not like work. I'm fortunate to be retired military and invest all my time into one team. I like to say I only promote one circus, and that's the Dallas Cowboys. That's kind of how I keep it on social media. It's strictly football. We don't talk about anything else. We strictly keep it football in our group, in our community, so folks can know they can come to that place, to have a safe place to talk about that without any other outside distractions or anything like that. But yeah, kind of had the market cornered. I knew I was a Cowboy fan for life, and this was going to be easy, not in terms of the work, but just in terms of, you know, walk made me, and, you know, walk it like I talk it, so to speak. And I had no idea once I retired from the Navy that I'd get out and travel and start going to games. It's because of Facebook, when I discovered the lifestyle of certain fans and our fan base, that's where I created the blog and began sharing stories about fans around You know, the fan base, because I didn't want to focus on the players in the game. There's enough reporters and enough people out there doing that. I wanted to focus strictly on the fans, because that's how we got the name America's Team, is because of our fans.
So what's the coolest thing? Is there, or maybe one or two things that have happened kind of through your community that you built? You know, maybe a cool fan. Well, you're kind of fan thing, but like from, like, you almost have to be like, I can't believe this is happening, you know, that kind of grew out of what you do.
I built a lot of healthy relationships thanks to social media. I know a lot of folks like to weaponize and demonize social media. It's addictive or whatever the case. But if you leverage it in the right way, you know, I've been able to build healthy relationships on and off. And I'll give an example of the coldest Cowboy fan I know, which is in Alaska. So if you didn't know, there's a lot of Cowboy fans in Anchorage, Alaska. He followed me for about a year on social media. And I'm like, wow, there's fans in Alaska. And he's like, yeah. And he's a very prominent guy, a speaker, retired military also. He's an Air Force veteran. He was in Vegas during the NFL draft in 2022. And I was there having an event at Top Golf with other social media creators from our fan base. And he shared this idea about a fishing trip with Cowboy fans going deep sea fishing in Anchorage. And so, you know, I meet a lot of fans all the time, and they all got these grand ideas. So I'm just listening to them. I'm like, okay, it sounds good. And he's like, I got it all, this. And all I hear is dollar signs, like, cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. But anyway, long story short, 2 years later after that, we launched our first Great Alaskan fishing trip. And now we're going this July on our third annual Great Alaska fishing trip, where it's about 15 to 16 Cowboy fans that go to Alaska every June or July and get on a boat, and we all go deep sea fishing together. And so, like I said, this will be our third time. And so that's been really cool, to develop healthy relationships off of social media that are just as passionate as me, but they're successful in other areas of life. And it's always what I like to call the Cowboys glue. You never know who you're going to get stuck to next. And, you know, that's a beautiful thing about this.
So what was it? Because I kind of want to go back and understand too. So what was there something that you didn't see to where you're like, hey, I think I could, you know, what, because I like that you kind of had, there was this maybe void to some degree, what you saw. It's like, hey, here's something I love. Here's how I could kind of create something. And maybe I'm not, I would want something. I don't see it out there. Let me kind of go do it. Was there something like that for you early on?
Yeah, that's when I made the decision. I had to make an early on decision. Do I want to be just another reporter talking about the fan, or talking about the players, or talking about the game, the X's and O's? Do I want to be part of that crowd, or do I want to find my own lane? And that's where I chose, because the lifestyle of certain fans that I seen on Facebook drove me to create that group, and it inspired me to get out in the trenches, I like to say, and create the blog to cover and share those stories. So we have a blog, like I said, branded to the group, branded to the Facebook page. I knew I wanted to have that framework early on, and I knew I would be a Cowboy fan for life, and I just didn't know where it would take me. But early on, I had to make that, you know, I had to make that decision. Is it going to be fans, or is it going to be X's and O's? And I'm glad that I stuck with the fans, because, you know, the fans are what make the actual league happen now.
Another thing, component I like that I think is important for future creators or people that are creating that might want to add something, you know, that they're not doing. I like the fact that because it's easy for people to be like, well, there's too many people doing a business thing, or there's too many people, you know. I think with the Cowboys especially, you know, it'd be like the Yankees in baseball. There's certain teams that are definitely, there's so many people talking about large followings, large people talking about them. So I think it's cool that you actually did something, and you weren't like, you know, like, what's another Cowboy? I don't want to just add to the noise. I don't want to do just another thing. The fact that you saw something that would already kind of have a lot of stuff going on in that space, and you kind of saw your angle that you could do it your own way, and a little bit unique and different, and kind of add to, you know, what you saw wasn't there.
That's kind of my calling card. If you follow me on Facebook, it's, you know, I connect, you know, NFL fans off social media at live events. And so basically just talk about the Cowboys. And that's what makes me different than other bloggers that sit behind a screen. You may not ever see them at a game, which is perfectly fine. Not everybody wants to do the same thing, but you'll see me on screen and you'll see me on foot. And I'm the same guy either way.
So what are some, I also like to talk about maybe some resources. Like, what are some things as you've gone along, you know, that you've plugged into or went to try to be around other people? I mean, you talked at the draft that you were at an event for other content creators in social media. You know, what were some of the ways that you were, you know, figuring out how to do some of these things in the early days, if you can remember some of that?
Like I said, this summer, this June will be 10 years once I jumped on Facebook in 2016, shortly after retiring. I had no plan, and it took me almost 7-8 years before I finally contextualized, okay, I do this year round. Let me create a planner. Let me have a actual planner, and let me set up a strategy, short-term and long-term goals. And, you know, I just released my Cowboys content calendar today. It's my whole planner for this entire season, minus the NFL schedule when it comes out in May. And when those games come out in May, like, I like to travel to 3 games per year so I can get out and go to events, because I work with other Cowboy fans that own bus companies that bus Cowboy fans from San Antonio to Dallas. I work with other fans that host strictly tailgates at AT&T Stadium, or they do offsite events where they do meet and greets with former players or active players. And so we all kind of pool our resources to do that. But it's been a journey for me. And over the last couple of years, really, it's about really putting it in a plan and executing. And like I said, with those 5 things that every content creator knows, you got to know your how are you going to create content, your why are you doing it. Like you said, if you're not passionate about something, you're going to probably get disinterested and say, oh, content creation is not for me, because it took me 8 years, 7 years almost before I started getting paid. And now that it's paid, I've shifted a lot of the things that I do and tried to make it more about not only just getting paid, but uniting other folks and now sharing with other veteran content creators that you too can do this. If it's not the NFL, what I do can be applied to any sport and any industry. You can become that person where you're on social media and you go to games and you connect with fans and you go to events, because there's a market, there's a fan base that does that. There's a small percentage of the Cowboys fan base, believe it or not, that aren't on social media, that they're at games and they're at events like this.
No, I love that, where I feel like I hear, you know, and as well as online marketing and different things, people talk about kind of taking online offline. And what better way than what you're doing, it sounds to me, which brings everybody together even better, right? Where using some of the Facebook group things and some of the other blogs that you're doing, but also meeting up for the fishing trips, you know, doing the things on location and working with other entities that are already kind of in and around the Cowboys. So,
yeah.
You know, I love that. And I think there's something to be said for anybody's community to really integrate some of those best practices or things that work for other people. And again, to kind of bring it all the way back to CreatorCon, I mean, I think what was cool to have so many people doing different unique things, you know, like some people highlight on Facebook more than other platforms, and some other platforms will be talked about. So it's really cool, all the things that you talked about already, but that you'll be able to help people with at the event as well.
Yeah, because one of the things is, like, you know, I'll be sitting on the panel. You got to figure out, if you're just beginning, which platform, who is your niche market? Who are you going after? Who is your avatar? And I think that's very important. And I think because now it's easier to get monetized on platforms. If somebody comes in from the start with a 12-month plan, you're going to make leaps and bounds, you know, basically what it took me 7 years to, you know, to create, because Facebook, like we said, they like to plagiarize and they want to fight for everybody to keep everybody's attention in the app. And, you know, they do a great job. I've never had any problems with Facebook paying me my money. And you know, it's just a great platform. And I'm seeing actually A-list celebrities and other folks on other platforms like Instagram and on YouTube going to Facebook. And when they pop up on my timeline, this, because they're recommended, Facebook says, hey, we know you like this a little bit, would you follow this person? Then I go and check, and they barely started out. They got 60,000-70,000 followers, and I'm like, what, they got 1 million on Instagram? But they're all jumping to the platform now because Facebook is where it's at.
So I want to thank you again for your accessibility, you know, for coming to talk to us today. And, you know, I definitely haven't talked to you a lot, but I know you seem very approachable, very, you know, have the easy to talk to, you know, we'll have people from all backgrounds at Military CreatorCon. So I definitely want to encourage people, if they're listening, to, you know, make sure they reach out to you beforehand and take advantage of the time when we're all there together. You know, there's so many people that'll really be kind of deep diving for those few days. So, you know, I want to encourage people to, you know, to come up and approach you?
Oh, yeah. I am looking forward to coming because I want to plagiarize every veteran that I go in there and see what works for you. Can I use that? What works for you? Can I take that and add their tools into my toolbox? And like I said, I'm showing up with Facebook in my toolbox and let's go to work.
Love it. Again, if I want to encourage people, militarycreatorcon.com, April 16th through the 18th, tickets still available. I look forward. Hard part for me a little bit is like I won't be able to be in all the rooms. We have such good content, so many people talking about so many different things. So, you know, you definitely don't want to miss. It's just something about being in the room and being around the people. And same thing, you know, there's just so much to know and you can never know it all. And even Facebook, right, is always changing. Each platform is always kind of changing, you know, each day, each week, sometimes the different ways. So really look forward to learning from you, kind of from and with you at Military CreatorCon.
I'm looking forward to. I'm actually looking at CreatorCon as a content experience, just grabbing content from that conference to be able to show other folks that, hey, we veterans, we got our own thing now. Come on, let's play.
Yeah, and I love that you say that. So for sure in the future, we want, you know, to have where people don't just come for the day or two for the event, but they, you know, these different areas or groups of people in these different areas of creative expression will come and kind of bring what they do and kind of hang out all week, you know, and just have a military creator week, you know, in and around the event. So thank you so much for your support. Look forward to meeting you in person and just getting to grow together.
Same, James. I appreciate it. Thank you for the opportunity. Absolutely. Thank you, Jason. Appreciate you.
Yes. Thank you, Jason.
MilitaryCreatorCon.com.
Great X, you. Roger.